Hey, it's Rob and Kennedy.
Hello! Today on the Email Marketing Show, we're going to have a very deep voice and tell you about why you should attend Inbox 2022, which is our online conference to help you sell more of everything you're doing using email marketing. It's on the 28th and 29th of June 2022, and we're going to show you how to get totally free tickets and how you can attend from the comfort of your very own pyjamas, or somebody else's pyjamas if you fancy.
In fact, in the 2022 spirit of too long didn't listen, let's tell you how you can do it right now. Then we'll sell you on it, and then we'll tell you why you can do it and how you can do it again at the end. As Kennedy said, it's a totally free two-day event on the 28th and 29th of June, where we've got a whole amazing lineup of speakers all about email marketing and the stuff that's going to impact your ability to make more sales with email, because that's important. It's not just about the words you write or who you send them to or when you send them. It's also about all of the other stuff as well, as you're going to find out. If you're already salivating and you already want to register, just head over to emailmarketingheroes.com/inbox. You'll be able to find out all the details, see the full lineup, and register. But if that hasn't sold it to you yet, let's sell it to you a bit more.
He once hypnotised a member of the UK band Blazin' Squad. It's comedy hypnotist Robert Temple.
And he can quack like Donald Duck, a thing I didn't know about him in our 20-year friendship. It's psychological mind reader Kennedy.
I was thinking this when I thought... I don't think Rob knows this. Anyway, I want to just take a little bit of issue with the fact you've called Blazin' Squad a band.
Well, what else are they? A group.
A group. A boy bunch.
If I wanted to sound like your dad, I would say a group. A former UK band.
I would say, you know, KFC employees or something. I don't know.
What I can say is that you can't ask me which one he was or what his name was. I just know it was when I was in Kos, the holiday resort. He was on holiday. Turns out he's in Blazin' Squad. Well, he said he was in Blazin' Squad.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
To be fair, there is a level of band, right,
yeah,
that nobody's ever seen before, really. You could just say you were in.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody would know otherwise, would they?
No, absolutely.
I was the drummer in...
Ace of Base. Some band.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. Excellent. Well done, you.
Excellent, yeah. Yeah, great, yeah. I was the fourth one in Atomic Kitten. That's funny. That is funny.
So you can quack like Donald Duck, and you've never done it or told me before, even when we're hammered at 3 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I have never told you this before. Yeah, I can't.
I mean, you could be a legend on TikTok. Give us a bit of the Donald Duck.
Oh, no, because I can't do it while I'm smiling. And
oh, yes, there we go, yes. Well, did you know I was the drummer in Ace of Base? So I could show you if I wanted to, but I don't. Wow, look at that. If I didn't have Zoom on looking at your face, I would have thought you'd put another sound effect on.
I think that one sounds more like Donald Duck.
That sounds realistic as well. Well done, you.
Funny. Hello, we are a stage.
Three minutes in. That's quite good.
God, oh, look at the time. Right, anyway. Yes, we're a stage hypnotist and a psychological mind reader turned email marketing geeks who give course creators, coaches, membership site owners, everything you need to use psychology-driven email marketing and be the email marketing hero of your business. And that means you get to make more sales more predictably in less time with a brand new episode every Email Marketing Wednesday!
Say that as Donald Duck or it doesn't count.
You didn't think I was going to do it, did you?
No, I didn't understand a word of that bit, but I'll take your word for it.
Anyway, we'll not get into that. Anyway, if you haven't already, hit subscribe to the show if I haven't put you off already. If I have put you off already, well, you're probably not listening to this. Anyway, so... It's like that whole thing...
They went ages ago.
Oh, flip the heck. Anyway, if you're new, hello, welcome to the show. Hit subscribe on your podcast player. If you haven't already and you are a regular listener, I know there's a lot of regular listeners who've not left us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Would you please, please do that? It would really, really help us. It would mean the world to us to know that there are people out there and whose ears we're talking into.
Actually, take a screenshot. I mean, actual photographic evidence of this, please. Take a screenshot of the episode you're listening to or snap a selfie, whack it on Instagram. I wanted to say retweet. We'll restagram it onto our story and then everyone will love it.
Yeah, we'll do that, won't we? We will. Lovely. Cool. So, here's the thing. We've got this event coming up. This is it year three? I think it's year three.
It is.
Of Inbox.
The third annual.
The third annual. And the very first, the first time we ever did this, it was about 500 quid or $500. I can't remember.
$500.
$500 a ticket is what it was up to. So that's great. And now it's free to attend completely. And here's the thing. If email is the most direct way that any of us can make sales, by just literally sending an email out, whether it's in real time or it's automated, whatever, by actually sending emails out, if that's the most direct way any of us can make sales without having to, like, get on the phone and, you know, play that numbers game, it's definitely worth taking 2 days to study it. And that's what Inbox allows you to do. It allows you to immerse yourself for 2 days and really consider email marketing, really up your game, really look at, what can I be doing? Why does everybody else bleat on about how amazing it is? And what's everybody else doing? Because it's really easy to think that the way you're doing it is email marketing, is the way that email marketing is done. How many people do we meet, Rob, where they go, I'm doing email marketing, and you go, what are you doing? And they go, oh, I'm sending an email every month. And you go, lovely. No, you're not. You're sending emails. You're sending a newsletter. That's not email marketing, right? It's, and the stuff that we're doing, I'm sure, we learn new stuff all the time, from every guest we interview for this show, from all the speakers at the last 2 years of Inbox. We learn stuff at implemented stuff. Without a doubt, it makes us better at what we're doing.
Yeah, and as Kennedy said, email is the most direct way you can make sales. There's not really anything else that you can do that directly impacts the top and bottom line of your business as swiftly as email. I mean, if you've got like a little cash flow blip in your business, best thing you can possibly do, just find something to sell and send an email about it, or two emails or three emails or something over the course of a couple of days. That's going to fix that problem. You can't do anything else. You can't go, well, I'm going to host a webinar, because, well, how are you going to get people to the webinar without using email? You know, I'm going to post on social media. Okay, but I mean, the reach is not very high, so it's not going to get you the same results as sending a few emails out of it. And so it's really, really important. And as Kennedy said, we learn stuff every time we do this event and every time we interview somebody. And that's one of the cool things about this conference, right? Even if you don't like us, these are not just our ideas. We're going to give a presentation, but actually it's 2 days, which means you're going to learn from all kinds of different approaches from us and our amazing speakers, a whole bunch of other amazing people. You can find out more about them by registering at email marketing. You can find out more about them by email. Registering at emailmarketingheroes.com/inbox. And again, because we've got all of these different approaches, here's one of the really cool things. A lot of the time, the reason that people get stuck is that they don't know what they should be doing, and they don't know what questions they should be asking or what they should be studying. And with the best will in the world, if you go and buy a course or study a thing, you're going to get that one course's approach. You're going to get that one thing. Whereas at this event, we've got a whole bunch of speakers and us all talking about different topics, about different things. And I know for a fact you will go into this conference and leave with hopefully what you were hoping for when you went in, but also new stuff that you didn't even know you wanted, like new ideas where you go, oh my God, I never even would have thought of doing that as a thing, which means I never would have asked, I never would have sought out that advice, but now that it was thrust in front of me, I can't wait to get off this and do it. And we love going to events for the sole purpose of leaving feeling more inspired than we were when we went in.
Basically, what we've done with the whole event is we've split it into five different areas, right? So we've got the speakers to fit into one of these five categories throughout the whole 2 day event. So there's like, I think it's like, and we're giving one of the presentations, and all the speaking slots and all of the talks and workshops that are being held fit into these five categories. The first one is list building. How do you get more people onto your email list? So we're also going to be talking about specific email campaigns. In fact, we're going to be talking and teaching you a specific email campaign that allows you to take objections your audience has and turn them into the reasons to buy. How do you take objections and leverage them into sales, basically? So that's the second category, specific email campaigns. The next one is conversion events. And there's lots of different types of conversion event. What can you do to move people on your email list to actually convert? Category number four is copywriting and content. What goes in to those emails? And the final category is technical stuff. stuff that help you with the tech of all of this email marketing stuff. So you've got list building, specific email campaigns, conversion stuff, copywriting and content, technical stuff, all happening across 2 days at this event.
And as if that wasn't enough, it's totally free to attend. Now, as we kind of told you already, the first time we ever ran this event, which was back in 2020, this was a paid event. Tickets were up to $500, depending on when people booked, but like a bunch of people paid $500 to attend this event. And we got rave reviews. I remember reading the chat. The chat's live, so you can sit and chat to people, other attendees, all day long and have loads of fun in the chat whilst the presentations are on, and people do that and it's lots of fun. I remember reading the chat and thinking, people are blown away by this event. It's really genuinely excellent, awesome, just so much fun. Kennedy and I wanted to host the whole thing. We didn't want this to be a whole bunch of pre-recorded videos that you could download and watch anytime you wanted, you know, like just to begin with. We wanted this to begin with a live experience, and that's what you're going to get here. Kennedy and I host the entire thing. We're going to make it lots of fun. We've got some surprises along the way, so we're super, super excited. And this year, as I said, we've decided we just want to help more people. We want to get more business owners on. We want to get more business owners to realize the true potential of email marketing when it comes to your business, and also really the true potential of what email will do for the different bits of your business. Like we've said, lots of people say, oh, I'm not going to do email marketing right now. I'm too busy focusing on my webinar or my weekly Facebook Live or my something else, without realizing that actually email is just the thing that you do to throw more gasoline on the fire. That's just the thing you do to make the thing you're already doing even bigger and even better and even more impressive. And so we just want to have an impact on businesses. That's why it's totally free to attend the entire 2-day event, completely live, absorb all of the content, join in, participate, make new friends, ask questions of our speakers, etc.
And basically, whether you're looking for new ideas to add to what you're already doing, or if you're looking for inspiration to get started because of something you've been putting off or be on the back burner for a bit, this event's going to help you absolutely do that. And the great news is it's online. So not only is it free, but you don't need to spend thousands of dollars or pounds on travel and hotels and food and all the additional things, which ends up mounting up. It takes a lot of time out. You have to have a day either side of an event as well and all this sort of stuff. You don't need to do that. It literally is streaming online. And we've been to lots of online conferences, and sometimes the technology can get in the way. So we are actually streaming the whole thing to Zoom. So literally, you fire up Zoom, which we're all pretty much familiar with. Well, there's no technological barrier there. And it's for that reason that we continue to host this thing on Zoom completely live, where the speakers join us completely live. And you literally fire up Zoom wherever you are. You don't even have your camera on or anything like that because we can't see you anyway. You can just be there wherever you are. We literally want to make it so there's no reason for you not to come along and attend this event. There's no cost. There's no cost in money. There's no cost in your time. Literally, you can transform your business, not just your email marketing. We're talking about your business. The amount of money you get to take out of your passion, the thing that you love doing, you get to grow that with awesome email marketing from some of the best people in the world.
It's great. You won't have to faff about finding where's the main stage. Is this the green room? Oh, I've walked into the kitchen like you do with some of those online event platforms. And you do have the option of buying the recordings to this event if you want to support the event and if you want to have access to be able to review the sessions over and over and over and over and over again. Obviously, this is a great idea. Nobody ever studies an entire, you know, single 60-minute presentation and leaves remembering all of the amazing aha moments they had and knowing everything they want to do. And then you read back through your notes and you realize I can't read my handwriting, or I don't take notes, Kennedy does, and I realize I can't read Kennedy's handwriting. And so, like, this is much, much better if you can then buy the recordings, go through, watch them, and review the sessions over and over and over again. Obviously, we highly recommend you do that. It does help us to support the event and continue running it, and you get the side benefit of having all 12 presentation slots all to review and review and review as many times as you want.
You do. And what's really amazing about this that we love when we're chatting on with the attendees in the chat throughout the sessions and between the sessions and stuff like that, because we do fun things between sessions, which will be more about that and the surprises to come, is we get to meet people who are attending Inbox online just through their Zoom, through their computer, who are literally all over the world, from Australia to across Asia to all around Europe, from the US to Canada to literally all over the place. And what's amazing is how these people are doing such diverse things with their email marketing that we would never have thought, oh yeah, they should be here. We've met people who are attending inbox, who are selling their online courses. They've packaged up their knowledge into a program and they're selling their course on the internet. They're selling their programs. They're doing coaching. They're coaching people. They're helping people with all areas of their lives, from their businesses to their personal lives to their relationships to all kinds of stuff. They're people who have got memberships and recurring revenue models, who are selling consulting. Some people have products like they sell candles or cakes or just amazing handmade bespoke jewelry. People who are selling their services. They're either selling to the public, like B2C, to like other mere mortals like the public, or they're selling to other businesses, B2B, applying these very techniques. Because what's amazing about this is how many different angles, how many different new, fresh things we all take away from it. You think, oh, no one's ever done that in my space, which means I get to be the first to do that in my space, which means it's more exciting, it's more sexy to my audience. Oh, no one's ever done a webinar in this market. Guess what? That's an amazing opportunity, and you'll get to hear about more things that people are not doing in your space, that you can be that leader in your space. So if that all sounds awesome to you, and I hope you agree, it does. We've got so many members of our team working so hard on pulling this together. It's going to be amazing to beam this right to wherever the heck you happen to be. What's that?
I was going to say how to register, but you've started, so you do it.
Oh, mate. Well, I'm just so excited because just go and grab your free ticket to attend the whole thing live at emailmarketingheroes.com/inbox. emailmarketingheroes.com/inbox. But of course, the event is round the corner. It's coming up. And to attend it live, you've got to register before it happens. So do it now, because I don't want you thinking in a couple of weeks' time, shit, that event's already gone by. I've missed out, and I've missed out on 2 full days of this amazing stuff. So go to emailmarketingheroes.com/inbox right now, out from the top of your brain. And of course, that means we can email you some reminders as the event approaches and gets closer. So now it's for time for this week's
Subject line of the week.
Okay, what is it?
This week, it's just the word ick, all in lowercase, I-C-K, ick, like ick, and the vomit emoji. This came about because I was talking to a friend of mine, Laura, and she was talking about stuff in business and life that gives her the ick. And this was an expression I'd never heard before, but the minute I heard it, suddenly I was hearing it everywhere. Like, of course, I've heard the word ick, but I hadn't realized that it's become like a trendy expression that people are using. And so one of the things you really want to try and do in your marketing is to tap in and use the currently trending expressions. So, for example, a while ago, that was TLDR for too long didn't read. That was trendy. And then very recently was PSA for public service announcement. There's these things that somebody in the world somewhere takes words that we know and does something with them that makes them trend online. And they'll trend online for months and months and months. And then if you keep using them beyond that point, you sound like somebody's dad trying to be cool. But if you can get it in that sweet spot where it's still like a cool thing, or it's just on the edge of becoming uncool again.
Yes.
And enough people know what it is, it really works. So try and keep your ears open, ear to the ground. If you're a little bit older and you've got kids, just listen to your kids. And the stuff they're saying, just check it's not inappropriate, and then use it as a subject line.
I love it. That's ick for this week's
Subject line of the week.
Thank you a million times. Thank you for listening to the whole episode of the show this week. Hopefully we've inspired you to come along and learn even more about growing your business by doing some awesome email marketing with Inbox this year at emailmarketingheroes.com/inbox. And thank you so much for listening. We're back again next week. We'll see you then. The email marketing